This is E.J. Clark, and you're listening to The Heart of the Matter, Part 2, a tribute to Ron Boone, here on 1400 WIEL.
One E-Town resident who is most vocal about her friendship with Ron still mentions it in the White Mouse column she has written for the Elizabethtown News and the News Enterprise for over 30 years. We spoke recently with Kathleen Booker, who writes the White Mouse News for the News Enterprise. She took time to share her memories of Ron, and here's what she had to say.
Well, they called me from the station. Somebody did tell me they didn't want me to find it out in the paper, you know, and I couldn't hardly believe it. It happened so quickly. It's been hard to adjust without him because he is so good to me. I mean, he's just a special person. I know I'm not the only one, but He certainly treated me well. I wasn't anybody so special, but I felt like I was.
How far back did you and Ron go?
I can't think when he started calling me from the station. I knew the older man years ago that did all the local news that used to call me from WIEL.
Bill Earl.
Uh-huh. And he was a character too, wasn't he?
He was a little bit before my time.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course, he's dead now. I didn't even know at the time that he was that sick or somebody was taking care of him. But
I think he passed away just a few years ago.
Yeah, it's not been that long. But he was... He had his way of doing it, but he was a character, and he was all right. I mean, he treated me well, too, but I had some other friends at WIEL, and they had the station. They had that What's On Your Mind long time ago on the radio station there, and I met a dear lady that I never had been friends with before because you could call in and talk about anything you wanted to talk, you know. And if you didn't sometimes you'd have a subject, but if you didn't, you could just talk about something you were doing or whatever, what you were going to have for lunch or anything, you know. It was just what's on your mind. That was there at WIEL.
It seemed like almost every week that you had something to say about WIEL or Ron in your White Mills column.
Yeah, that's right. I'm sure I did, because... And I still try to mention, I mentioned about seeing his wife the other day and at the funeral home when Miss Beeson died. And she's a very sweet lady. I told her I knew she'd gone through. It's been hard on her to have to do what she wanted to do, but I know she wanted it, him in that Hall of Fame. You know, it was great. But.
And I know those little brief mentions in your article meant a lot to Ron because I would walk down the hall at the old radio station. I would see little clippings from the News Enterprise up on the bulletin board, and I knew there was only one person who could have put those up there, and
yeah, that's right.
That was Ron.
I stopped in to see him pretty often, too. And, he read my column, and his wife still does, I'm sure, but I have a lot of readers. I've been writing it for so many years, I hate to even think about how long it's been. But, I'm an old lady now, but my mind's still okay, I guess.
So I guess you were a regular listener over the years to WIEL and Ron?
Oh, sure. Yeah, but you know, I just hate to tell you, I don't listen to radio now. And then my husband, he was a fan, a basketball player fan, you know, and he used to get so aggravated when WIEL, of course, they was our first radio station, you know, they weren't strong to where it would come in good down here, and he would try to get the ball games, you know, and everything. And at that time, we wasn't getting a good reception, but that's been right when the radio station started, you know, and it wasn't coming in too well.
AM stations, as a general rule, have to lower their power at sundown anyway, so it's kind of hard to get any station.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure of that. Well, I'll tell you about what happened one time with WIEL. I don't know whether Ron was there then or not, though. I can't think. He may have been. Of course, I was chairman of the Hardin County Cancer Society, and they asked us to come and put a radio program on. And it was of a night, too. I know a lot of people out here said they couldn't get it, you know, after the power was turned down, but we had a good response to that. Miss Beeson, the colored lady that just died, she was there, and we'd take the phone calls. And then I'd come out and get whoever it was called, and they would want to talk to a certain doctor that was there or whatever, and we had a lot of different doctors there.